I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Kenya is in a world of hurt. Joy Mueller of Kenya Hope.
For the third year in a row, these poor people are going to be just devastated. They look at having no food to feed their families, no money to pay school fees and buy the things that they need.
First, the pandemic locked everything down, so rural Kenyans couldn't buy supplies or sell their livestock in market. Then came a severe drought in 2021, and this year brought rain, but also a new problem, armyworms.
They're called armyworms because they march across the field eating every green thing in their path.
Kenya Hope partners with local churches to help believers weather the storm and make Christ known. Connect with us at missionnews.org to send emergency food aid and, most importantly, pray.
Pray if their faith would continue to be strong, that they wouldn't doubt that God is good all the time.
Deaf communities in Angola and South Africa will soon have a chance to know Jesus using a new technique in their traditional training program. Door International is teaching local deaf leaders how to reach their people for Christ. Door calls its program 2x2 based on Christ's approach to missions in Luke 10. Door International's Rob Myers.
Somewhere between April and June, those four leaders are heading out into the field to live and work, observe, and serve alongside existing 2x2 teams. They'll gain some of the tools that they need. Then they will head back into their country and continue on that process.
Deaf people are one of the world's largest unreached people groups. Less than 2% of the 70 million deaf people worldwide have any access to the gospel. Connect with Door at missionnews.org to help change that reality. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You join us here and on social media. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.